passage today. It's an amazing story in the Bible about Jesus. This story is so amazing that three gospel writers, namely Matthew, Mark, and Luke, included it in their work.
今天我们讲到的信息是关于圣经中一个有关于耶稣基督的不同寻常的故事。这个故事非常的特别，以至于这个福音书的作者马太、马可和路加都把它记载在他们的福音书当中。
This story is about Jesus's three closest disciples witnessing something amazing about Jesus. They saw Jesus glowing like the sun, with two historic Jewish persons appearing beside him, that appeared from nowhere. Their names were Moses and Elijah.
这个故事讲的就是说耶稣基督带着他的最亲近的三个门徒上到山上，然后这三个门徒看到耶稣基督变了形象，他的身体、他的脸发光如同太阳那样，而且他们还看到又出现了两个在犹太历史上的著名的人物跟耶稣基督在一起，他们是摩西和以利亚。
We all love our stories and movies to have heroes in them.
我们读故事的时候，看电影的时候，都喜欢其中有英雄人物。
Our human desire longs for a happy ending in a story where the good guys win and the bad guys face justice.
我们的这个希望都是希望在我们看到的这个电影或者读的故事当中有一个圆满的结局，就是好人得胜，坏人受到公义的审判。
Moses and Elijah are very special heroes to the Jewish people, even till today. And I'd like to tell you more about them.
摩西和以利亚这两个人都是在犹太历史上的著名的英雄人物，一直到现在也是在犹太人心目中的这个英雄人物。我们现在就先大概看看他们的这个情况。
In this sermon, I'd like to structure our message today into two points. Firstly, is about the disappointed heroes of Moses and Elijah, and also God's ultimate hero is Jesus.
今天讲到的这个大概的结构呢，我们有两部分。前面一部分呢，我们会讲到摩西和以利亚，他们是英雄，但是他们好像还有所失望。然后下一部分呢，我会讲到神的终极的英雄是耶稣基督。
Moses is regarded as an important leader to the Jews. It was Moses that rescued the Jewish people from the Egyptian superpower nation. The Jews were slaves in a land that they did not belong.
摩西是犹太人心目中的英雄，因为是摩西把犹太人带出了埃及。他们在此之前是在埃及那片不属于他们的土地上，他们在那里做奴隶。It
was also Moses that received God's law and philosophy for the nation, and then he wrote them down.
也是摩西，他从神那里得到了关于这个国家的律法，并且把律法记录了下来。
The first five books of the Old Testament is written by Moses. So when you go to a Jewish synagogue today, Moses will be revered greatly.
旧约圣经的前五部书都认为是摩西写的，所以。 就即便是今天你如果去犹太人的会堂，摩西也是在那里大受尊崇。Moses
is to the Jews what Muhammad is to the Muslims.
摩西对犹太人来说就有点像穆罕默德对穆斯林那种地位。Moses
is also famous for splitting the Red Sea into two, allowing the Jewish people to cross and escape Egypt's high-tech army. Moses also did many miracles in the desert while he and God's people traveled to the promised land of Canaan.
摩西还有一个著名的行为，就是他分开了红海，让 以色列人摆脱了埃及的追兵，当时他们是在那个年代是装备了现代化的武器来追赶犹太人，而且他在旷野之中带领犹太人去到神所应许的迦南地的这个过程中，他也行了很多的神迹奇事。
Moses lived approximately 1300 years before Jesus.
摩西生活那个年代大概是公元前1300年左右，比耶稣基督早1300年。
Moses was also a stutterer, so he would talk like that.
摩西实际是他有口吃，所以他讲话不是很流利。
He did not speak fluently like President Obama, and he was, but he was given charge, responsibility over 2.5 million Jews who came out from Egypt.
摩西不是像那个奥巴马那样能说会道，但是他却被神给他分派的任务是带领大约250万犹太人出埃及。
Most of the ancient Jews, if you read the Old Testament, did not respect Moses. They complained to him every day, and Moses had to speak to God on their behalf. Moses' job was not fun.
当时那250万犹太人中，大多数都不尊重摩西，他经常向摩西抱怨，而且摩西还不得不带他们向神求情。所以摩西的工作不是一件很舒服的工作。
Moses' ministry was also difficult and stressful, and at the end of his life, he was not able to enter the promised land when God's people finally arrived there at Canaan.
摩西他的事工是又困难又充满压力，而且到他这个生命的最后阶段，当他带领神的子民到达了应许之地迦南的时候，他却不能够进去看这个应许之地。
God disallowed Moses to enter Canaan because he had an anger management problem. When he hit the water rock out of anger, that rock produced all the water the Israelites needed to stay alive in the desert for 40 years.
神不让摩西进到应许之地，其中一个原因就是说是摩西这个脾气不太好，他这个曾经用杖来击打磐石出水，那个磐石是在旷野之中为犹太人40年之久为他们提供水源。
Moses must have felt very disappointed for not being able to see Canaan, the promised land, by God after all that he has done.
摩西在他做了所有这些事工之后，神却不让他进入迦南地去看一看这块应许之地，摩西一定觉得很失望。
Now I would like to talk about Elijah.
现在我们说一说以利亚。
Elijah too was regarded as an important prophet hero to the Jews. After God's people split into two, Elijah lived in the northern kingdom called Israel, and the south was called Judah.
以利亚是生活在那个是一个被大家认为一个非常重要的先知。他生活那个年代是南北国的时期，当神的子民分裂成两部分的时候。他生活在北边叫以色列国，南边是犹大。
There Elijah spoke against his own people, for their sins and unfaithfulness to God, and he also spoke against the prominent false god idol Baal.
在那里以利亚他指责他自己的自己国的百姓，因为这些百姓他们的各种各样的罪行。特别是他们来敬拜当时那个假神偶像巴利。
Elijah was heroic because he dared to stand up against the king of Israel during that time, named Ahab, and also all who worshipped this false god Baal.
他是一个值得尊敬的英雄，因为他那个时候他敢于站起来对抗当时的国王亚哈王，而且他还敢于对抗当时的这种。敬拜假神的这种 当时的主流的文化在他们以色列国里面。
Things in Israel got worse when King Ahab married Jezebel, a princess from another nation who did not worship Yahweh God but Baal.
以色列国的情况就变得更糟了。当亚哈王娶了他的王后耶洗别，她是从另外一个国家来的公主，在他们那里，她并不敬拜耶和华，他们是敬拜这个假神巴利。
Elijah was truly respected when he represented Yahweh God against the false god Baal on the mountain called Carmel.
特别是值得尊敬的是以利亚，他在这个山上 Carmel 叫什么中文？加米山啊，他那个在那个山上，他用耶和华的能力来对抗那些拜假神的巴利的那些祭祀。
There, Elijah proved that Baal is a false and weak idol with Yahweh's power. And after defeating them, Elijah killed 450 priests of Baal. Elijah was not only a prophet, but a feared warrior.
在那座山上，以利亚他用神的能力来证实巴利是一个假的偶像，毫无能力。然后他就杀死了450个巴利的敬拜巴利的祭祀，所以以利亚他不但是一个先知，而且他也是一个令人敬畏的勇士。
Even with that victory, Elijah went into severe depression and was suicidal when he got disappointed with God. He was so disappointed that God still allowed God's enemies to live.
即便是有这样大的胜利，以利亚后来呢，竟然也非常的沮丧，甚至要到想自杀的程度。为什么呢？因为当他有这个胜利的时候，他竟发现神竟然还允许那些神的敌人存活，所以他就觉得很沮丧。
Elijah wanted to be the final hero.He thought that by defeating the idol Baal and removing all the false prophets, priests, that God will finally reveal his glory to the world. God had other plans and he was depressed.
以利亚他自己认为呢，在这个胜利之后呢，在当他取掉不是除击败了这个假神巴利和他的那些假的祭祀之后，神应该向全世界都彰显神的荣耀。但是神的计划却是跟他想象的不一样，所以他就很沮丧。
Elijah lived approximately 850 years before Jesus.
以利亚生活的那个年代在公元前850年，比耶稣基督早850年。
This is a short background in history about Moses and Elijah. They were disappointed Jewish heroes.They never got to see God's final glory and victory.
以上呢就是这个简单的背景的介绍，关于摩西，关于以利亚，他们是犹太人中的英雄，但是他们是有失望的英雄，他们一直没有能够见到神最终的这个荣耀和应许的实现。
Now back to our story in Matthew chapter 17. The big question is, why is Jesus there with Moses and Elijah?Are they there to make Jesus look good? Were they there as Jesus' bodyguards? Were they ghosts?
Okay, 那我们现在回到马太福音十七章这里来。那我们想问问，那么在这里，摩西、以利亚他们跟耶稣基督在一起干什么呢？他们是到那里就是为了装点耶稣基督，让耶稣基督看着更好一些，还是说要做他的保镖？他们是在那里是鬼魂吗？
We're told that Jesus' body was shining like the sun. This reminds me of Moses' face when he saw God's glory in the story of the burning bush in Exodus 34.
我们在这里读到这里记载耶稣基督当时他的身体就闪闪发光，像日光一样，那就使我们可以想起呢摩西当年在山上见到神在燃烧的荆棘中向他显现的时候，摩西的脸上也闪闪发光。
The word used in the Greek for the English word transfigure relates to our biology word, metamorphosis, when an ugly furry caterpillar transforms into a beautiful butterfly.
在这里这个用的这个词啊，就是啊、transfigures， 在这是希腊原文里边，它的意思呢是跟现在我们生物学上的一个词，生态形态转变这个意思，就是就比如说像一个毛毛虫变成了一只美丽的蝴蝶，就指的是这个意思。
Jesus' appearance was transformed. He was like the sun. From his body shines God's glory.
在这里耶稣基督他是他形象改变了，他闪闪发光来反映出神的荣耀。
In our story in Matthew, Peter was so awestruck that he wanted to build three tents for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. The original word tent here refers to tabernacles.
彼得在这里这个就是非常的震撼，所以他要他要在这里建三座棚一座给耶稣基督，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚。
When this story happened, it was during the feast of the tabernacles or tents. It is an Old Testament festival celebrated by the Jews, according to Leviticus 23, when the Jews would build shelters for themselves and lived in them for 7 days.
这个故事发生的时间呢，就是偏巧是在犹太人的住棚节期间。犹太人的住棚节根据旧约的规定，在立位记里面要求他们搭这个棚子，然后在里面住七天。
This is to remind themselves of a time when God's people were in the wilderness looking towards the promised land Canaan.
这是为了让他们纪念当时他们在旷野之中进入神应许之地迦南之前，他们在旷野之中的日子。
We're told that just when Peter was about to complete his sentence or his offer, we are told that a cloud appeared to them, and from this cloud, a voice says, "This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased."
这彼得正在说的这个话的时候呢，有一朵彩色的云彩过来遮盖住他们，然后从云彩里有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
If you're not familiar with the Old Testament or the history of the Jewish people, this may all be very strange to you. You may be thinking, what is a talking cloud doing here in the story?
如果你不熟悉旧约啊，不熟悉啊犹太人的历史的那么你会觉得很奇怪，在这里这朵说话的云彩在这里是在干什么呢？
The Jewish people are familiar with this cloud. Jesus' disciples knew this cloud was God who was in the midst of the Jewish people for 40 years when they were traveling in the desert to the promised land of Canaan.
但是犹太人却对这朵云彩是很熟悉的因为他们知道就是耶稣基督的门徒也都知道是就是神就是以这种形式在云里边带领他们的祖先在旷野之中走40年把他们带到应许之地。
This cloud kept the Israelites cool in the hot desert while they walk. This cloud also turned into a pillar of fire to keep them warm in the freezing desert night.
就是这样的云在犹太人当时在旷野中的时候，白天在炎热的旷野中行走，这朵云给他们带来凉爽；在晚上寒冷的夜晚，这朵云又变成火柱，给他们带来温暖。
Peter, James, and John all knew that this is God, Yahweh, revealing to them that Jesus, the poor carpenter's son from a redneck village called Nazareth, was the Son of God, and they should listen to him.
彼得呀、雅各、约翰他们都知道这朵说话的云，它是神在他们向他们显现，向他们显现耶稣这个拿撒勒这种乡下偏僻小镇里面一个木匠家出来的儿子，他是神的儿子，所以他们要听从他。
Because they knew this was God speaking, they fell down and were afraid. But Jesus picked them up and comforted them.
因为他们知道这是神在向他们说话，所以他们非常的惧怕，他们都扑倒在地。但是耶稣基督却把他们扶起来，来安慰他们。
Yahweh God in the form of a memorable cloud is declaring His favor on Jesus, His Son.
耶和华神在以这种难以忘记的这种形式里面向人彰显宣示他耶稣基督是他的爱子。
The second point we'll look at is Jesus is God's ultimate hero.
那么第二点我们要讲的就是耶稣基督是神的在神计划中的终极的英雄。
So what does a stuttering Jewish leader with anger management issues like Moses and a depressed suicidal prophet Elijah have to do with Jesus in Matthew chapter 17?
那么在马太福音十七章这里，那么摩西他这个又口吃又有脾气又不好的犹太人的领袖，还有以利亚，虽然他是著名的先知，但是他却曾经如此失望，以至于想自杀的这样的先知。他们两个在跟耶稣基督在这里是怎么一个关系呢
？It is simply this: Jesus is God's glory and promise that Moses and Elijah long to see.
答案简单的答案就是说，耶稣基督他是神终极的荣耀。应许是摩西和以利亚他们所一直盼望所见到的神的终极的荣耀和应许。
God will personally come to earth as the person Jesus, and God will restore a true people for himself.
神亲自来到这个世界上，作为人的形象，就耶稣基督这个人的形象来到这个世上，他为了他自己的缘故，他恢复了一个真正的人。
No more fake temple worship, no more empty sacrifices, no more abusive priests, no more evil king like King Ahab, and idol worshipping queen Jezebel.
再没有这个这些虚假的圣殿，这些没用的献祭，这些滥用职权的祭祀。也没有那些邪恶的国王，像亚哈王那样，还有拜偶像的皇后，像耶洗别那样。
Jesus, the Son of God, will be the new temple, and will be in the lives of every true believer of God. Jesus will be the ultimate sacrifice that will bring full forgiveness for sins. Jesus will be the true promised King for God's people.
耶稣基督神的儿子，他将成为我们所有真正信神的人心中的新的圣殿。他是终极的献祭，他一次献上赦免我们全人类的罪。他也他就是这个神国子民里面最我们所得到的终极的应许。
Moses and Elijah finally understood God's plan.When they saw God's glory in His Son, their past disappointments with God are now invalid.
在这里，摩西和以利亚他们最终见到了耶稣基督，他们也最终理解了神的这个神的计划。那么，当这个时候，他们原来的那些失望、沮丧就不再有了。
Jesus will suffer like Moses and Elijah.Jesus will be rejected by his own people, just like Moses. Jesus will be hunted down, just like Elijah.
耶稣基督也会像摩西、像以利亚那样受苦。他也会像摩西那样被他自己的百姓所拒绝。他也会像以利亚那样被到处的追捕。
But Jesus will remain faithful.Without a single complaint, without feeling discouraged or depressed, because Jesus will trust God 100%, even though it means that Jesus, the Son of God, who would never sin would have to die a cruel death for sinners.
但是即便如此，耶稣基督呢，却能够一直保持他的这个信实，他的信心，他没有丝毫的抱怨，他也没有感觉沮丧、失望、抑郁，因为他百分之百的信靠神。即便是这种信靠意味着耶稣基督作为神的儿子从没有犯过任何罪，却要被作为一个罪犯所钉死在十字架上。
Jesus will not say to God, Father, it's not fair. But Jesus will say, Your will be done.
耶稣基督并没有向神说神啊，这不公平。相反，耶稣基督说的是，对神说，愿你的旨意成全。
It is not Moses, Elijah, or any of us here who are the true heroes of the Bible.But God's only Son, Jesus, because He was perfectly obedient and loving to God.
在圣经当中的这个终极的英雄人物，并不是摩西，并不是以利亚，也不是其他的任何的人，而是耶稣基督，因为他完全的顺服，他完全的爱，爱神。
We all have failed expectations. We all have been discouraged by events that.Scar our lives.
我们都曾经有过没有实现的这种期望也曾经有过一些经历让我们觉得沮丧。
And maybe you are not happy with the progress of our spiritual walk, and we get discouraged by sin.
也可能你对自己的属灵的成长并不满意，也为自己经常犯罪而感到沮丧。
Maybe you have experienced the painful heartbreak when someone you love is taken away from you.
也许你会有这样的经历，当你所深爱的人离开你的时候，你会感觉到非常的痛心。
Maybe you have been discouraged by other Christians who are not as enthusiastic about the ministry as you.
你可能也会对其他的基督徒感到失望，比如他们。并不像你那样热心神的事工。
Maybe we can be discouraged by the behavior of our children. We expect them to grow up to love God, but instead they have gone the other way.
我们也可能对我们的儿女的行为感到失望。我们本来希望把他们教养成敬畏神、爱神的人，但是实际上就发现并不是这么回事。
In the midst of all that disappointments, can we trust in God's good and sovereign will like Jesus? Else, do we fail to see God's mysterious and good plan like Moses and Elijah?
在所有的这些失望当中，我们是能够像耶稣基督那样，真是能够信靠神，相信神他这种美善的计划，他的主权，他的计划，他的应许。还是说我们像也可能像摩西和以利亚那样，我们可能就看不到神他的计划，他的计划有的时候好像是隐秘的，但是确实有他这个良善的计划。
Either way, the time will come when God will fully reveal to us His glorious plan. He has already revealed part of it to us, and in it we can find hope, victory, and forgiveness.In Jesus Christ.
但是不管我们怎么样，我们是能信实，还是会有一些失望。但是神最终都会向我们显示出他全部的这个他的计划，他的荣耀。现在已经向我们显示了一部分，在这一部分当中，我们就能够已经看到，在耶稣基督里边，我们能够得到盼望，我们能够得到拯救，我们也能够。
And this glorious plan, Jesus will return again to earth and will make everything right. There will be no more sin, no more hurt, no more sickness, no more disappointments.
神的计划是在神的这个荣耀的计划当中，耶稣基督最终会再次降临回到这个世界，他会改变这个世界的一切。那个时候就不会再有失望， 不会再有悲伤，不会再有病痛，不会不会再有这些罪恶。
At the meantime, while we are still on this earth, we are called to be faithful to do what we can according to God's good word.
在那之前，在我们现在的生活当中，神呼召我们每天按照他的话语去做他告诉我们应该做的事情。
Whether it is to preach and teach hard facts in the Bible that people hate, or lovingly instruct our children in the way of God out of fear and respect for our Creator, we are to do our best and leave the results to God.
我们不管是去去讲道、去教导圣经中很多有可能是被人所厌烦的那些道理，还是去教导我们的小孩，让他们能够真是敬畏神、爱神。不管我们做什么，我们都要尽自己的最大的努力去做。当然，我们这个效果怎么样，去交托给神。
When things don't go according to our way, do we truly realize that we are not God?
如果我们这个我们发现这个事情的发展不像我们自己想象的那样，在这个时候我们能不能真正的意识到我们不是神？
May we all know Jesus better, and know that he is the better, Moses and Elijah, and we all can trust him because he is the uncomplaining and faithful Son of God who died for all our sins.
希望我们能够更多的了解耶稣基督，我们能够认识到耶稣基督是更好的摩西，更好的以利亚，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
All our disappointments are merely a shadow in light of God's Son's glory in Jesus Christ.
我们心中的这个失望的这个阴影是在这个耶稣基督神独生爱子的荣光当中应该能够被照亮。
May we all agree with Paul in Romans 8, verses 18, that all our sufferings in this life cannot be compared to the joy and glory when we meet God and His Son, Jesus.
我们都应该认同保罗在罗马书八章那里所说到的，就是说我们现在所经历的苦楚，与我们将来遇到神和他独生爱子时候所要获得的喜乐和荣耀比起来，就变得微不足道了。
Let us pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的神啊，
we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who is the best man who ever lived on this earth.
我们为耶稣基督你独生爱子，我们献上感恩。耶稣基督是在这个世界上唯一的一个圣洁的人。
We confess that we are weak and we complain and grumble in light of disappointment and hardship.
我们来到你面前，我们向你承认我们是如此的软弱，我们经常有失望和挣扎。
But Jesus, despite suffering, obeyed and was full of joy.
尽管耶稣基督也有也有他的苦难，但是他信靠他有喜乐。
Help us to rely on that joy that Jesus has.
是那求神让我们可以也信靠从耶稣基督那里而来的喜乐。
Help us to live like him.
帮助我们能够活得像耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
祷告祈求奉靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。